Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Spanking a child can lead to bad behaviors, not the better manners that some parents may think a smack on the bottom will elicit. This is from a new study. The researchers from the University of Texas at Austin and the University of Michigan analyzed 75 studies involving more than 150,000 children that spanned 50 years. This is a wide swath of children, and the findings are incredibly consistent. This shows that there is a correlation between spanking and negative outcomes, and absolutely no correlation between spanking and positive outcomes. It does not make kids behave better right away, and it leads to worse behavior in the long run. These studies, they really spanned 50 years with these studies. They looked at all of them. We talk on our pediatric show every Wednesday about various forms of discipline and getting your child to behave. The American Academy of Pediatrics does not recommend spanking as a way. And I've seen people put on Facebook these little posts that say, back in my day, we got a swat on the bottom and we didn't do that thing again. Well, then you learn to grow up to be an adult that thinks that hitting is okay. And I started to get into it with someone on Facebook once, but then I realized, you know, that's just not worth it. You can't tell people things on Facebook, right? You can't change people's minds. But the fact of the matter is that this is now definitive proof that not only does spanking not help a child create that positive outcome that you're looking for, but it creates a negative one and can propagate the situation, so that child will grow up thinking that hitting is an acceptable way of trying to get somebody to do something that you want them to do. And the fact is that it's absolutely the opposite. Now, here's my little story, because I will tell you, when my child was three, my little daughter, I gave her a swat on the bottom. And I saw her playing with a doll. I was horrified. I was on the treadmill. She was playing with a doll, and she hit her little doll. And I said, oh my God, never again. Absolutely did I never touch her again, because the fact is that that is what they saw in this study. What I saw in my own very own minute little study in my own house was that this happened right in front of me. So it's proven that this is not the way. And if you're looking for ways to help your child behave better, look to positive reinforcement. Yes, timeouts can work. For some children, timeouts do work, but not a lot of children stay in timeouts unless you've started it early enough that they realize. Personally, I do like positive reinforcement, but sometimes you do need to have negative reinforcement as far as like taking privileges away. Right now, the hottest privilege to take away is the cell phone. It makes kids realize that they have to do what it is that you're asking them to do, whether it's clean their room or clear the table or finish their homework or not beat up on their sister or whatever it is. I don't like the fact of negative reinforcement. Okay, you hit your sister, so I'm taking your phone away. But it does seem to work. So taking away privileges. Back in the day, it used to be, okay, you can't go outside. But of course, that's like a blessing today for these kids. They're like, what was I going to do outside anyway? Now it's that you can't stay inside. You have to get outside. There are a lot of positive ways to discipline your children. You can talk to them about the things that they're doing wrong. You can show them studies. You can discuss with them things on YouTube. You can watch my next guest, Dr. David Hill. He talks about some of this stuff on YouTube, and they're really great videos. And my son even watched some of them. There are plenty of positive ways to get your children. And of course, being a great role model is one of the best ways to get your children to do what it is you'd like them to do, is by showing them the right way to do things. You want them to get out and exercise, then you get out and exercise. You want them to eat healthy, then you have to eat healthy too. We'll give you more positive reinforcements on another show. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.